tonight, amen. But if you have your Bibles this morning, amen, let's all turn over to 1 Kings chapter number 3. 1 Kings chapter number 3. And we're picking up where we left off at. 1 Kings chapter number 3. I tell you what, thank the Lord for Stephanie and for Sarah, amen, as they direct our young kids and singing because they'll be doing the adult choir singing after a while, amen. And I tell you, that is so awesome, amen, amen. Bible says, train up a child the way he should go, and when you're old, he's coming back home, amen. Praise God. All right, amen. Oh, by the way, this is somebody's watch too. This is a Batman watch. I have no idea who it is. Probably a young person, I'm assuming. Who's is it? A teenager. Amen. Sam, here's your watch, buddy. Okay. You want to catch it, Joel? Can you catch it for me, Joel? All right. There we go. There you go, buddy. He's probably been looking for his Batman watch. Amen. He probably ain't had his powers. Amen. All right. Amen. All right. Let's go to 1 Kings chapter number 4. Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord this morning. And you could have been anywhere else, but you chose to be in the house of the Lord. And I know that God's going to bless you. Just for that, hallelujah, amen. I want you to get this all stand. 1 Kings chapter 4 and verse, we'll start in verse 1, and we'll read down to verse number 4. 1 Kings chapter number 4 and verse number 1. We're continuing our series on the rise and fall of King Solomon. The Bible says in verse number 1 of chapter 4 of 1 Kings, so King Solomon was king over all Israel. He has arisen, amen. And there were the princes or the rulers, the head persons which he had. The Bible says Azariah, the son of Zadok, the priest. Then also Eliahoreph and Ahiah, the sons of Shisha, scribes. Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, the recorder. And then the Bible says, good Lord have mercy, amen, hallelujah, amen. Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, was over the host of Zadok, and Abiathar were the priests. We'll stop there. The rest of the verses there talk about the different ones who were in certain positions. But I want to focus on one character, and that character is in verse number 4. And I want to talk this morning about this little thought, Solomon's faithful bodyguard. Solomon's faithful bodyguard. Father, I pray today for your help, for your guidance, for a fresh touch, a fresh anointing. I pray and ask God that you'd fill me with the Spirit of God. Help me to preach the Word of God. I pray, God, that the Word will speak to the hearts of every person that's here this morning, as well as those who are watching via the Internet, and those who will be watching later, those who are using our sermon audio and the other different devices, Lord, to hear and watch the Word of God being preached. I pray, God, to stir our hearts. I pray, God, that you'd encourage us and motivate us. I also pray, God, to challenge us and convict us and convince us. And for that, Father, we'll praise you. I pray, God, for the soul that may be among us or who's watching who has never trusted the Lord Jesus as their Savior. But I pray, God, this morning that your Spirit will speak to them, show them their condition, but also all they have to do to receive Jesus as their Savior. And for that, Father, we'll thank you. God, help each of us, and we'll praise you. We're going to praise you anyhow, but on top of that, we'll praise you. So we bless your sweet name. Help us right now. If I left anything out, take care of that as well. Be with Kirby. Bless him. Touch him. I pray, God, that you'd watch over him and his family, and we'll thank you, Lord, for that as well. God, we love you. Be Rosemary as well. So many others. For it's your son's name, we pray, Father. Jesus. Amen. Amen. May be seated. Solomon's faithful bodyguard. Now, if you are a celebrity and you have a bodyguard, you're wanting them, of course, to be faithful. Amen. The word faithful here that we've chosen means strict or thorough in the performance of one's duty. It also means true to one's word, promises, vows, etc. Now, each of us has the ability to be faithful. We may not all have the same gifts and the same talents, but we all can be faithful. And the Lord is looking for faithful people to serve him, to worship him, and to go about the duties that he will place in their lives. Matter of fact, go with me to Matthew 25, verse 23, and I want to show you what the Bible says about being a faithful person. That's in Matthew 25 and verse number 23. the Bible says, straight from the pages of God's holy word, verse 23 says this. His Lord, jump in the middle of the story, his Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been, watch this, thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over how many? Many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Don't y'all know, and I should know, that it's a joy to be serving the Lord God Almighty. And there is joy when we are being faithful to God. Think about this. When you are faithful to God, doing what you know you're supposed to do, man, mama, feel good. Oh, you feel great. But when we're not being faithful to that, which we know that God will have us be faithful to, I tell you what, the Spirit of God begins to convict our hearts, and we don't feel so good. The Bible also tells us this, though. If we are faithful in that which is small, oh, my soul, then God will give us more things because of our faithfulness in those small things. But the Bible says over in Luke 16 and verse number 10, Luke 16, and look at verse number 10, Luke 16 and verse number 10, the Bible says this. The Bible says, he, watch it, that is faithful and that which is least, yeah, is faithful also in much. But watch this. He that is unjust in the least is unjust, what? Wow. In other words, if a person is faithful in that little stuff, more than likely he'll be faithful in the big stuff. Yeah. But if a person is unfaithful in the small things, he ain't going to be faithful in the big things. My dear friends, the way to excel is to be faithful in that which God has given us. A lot of times a person goes to a job and says, man, I want to be the manager. I want to be the boss. But they're not even faithful as an employee. The Bible calls them doing eye service. Eye service means that I'm serving when your eye is on me. Amen. Just to put it in a simple form. When you're watching, I'm working. But when you ain't watching, I ain't working. But see, the thing about God, he sees it all, my friends. He sees us when we are and when we aren't. And if you and I want to go forward, let's be faithful in that which is the least. Because we'll be faithful in that which is the most. We got a lot of young people right now, and they're getting cars and stuff. And oh, man, they say, ooh, I want to have. Okay, we're going to start with you a starter car. Starter car. A starter car is a car that ain't brand new. And a lot of times we see that starter car going. I had a friend of mine, he had a starter car, and it was like a 1950-something, and we could actually see the pavement, the ground. I mean, that's how it was. It was really messed up. And we would dog him out, man. But you know what? He had a ride. And guess what? We was all sitting there with him. Okay. But you know what, my dear friends? We be and take care of it. Take care of it. Wash the car that's all beat up. Amen. But I want that. If I get me a new car. Oh, man, I'm going to keep that joker nice. I'm going to make sure everything's done. But we're not doing that with them little things, them small things. It ain't going to happen. Oh, if I had a brand new house, let's go hit the adults. If I had a brand new house, oh, man, we keep that joker spot clean. Oh, man, we're going to be doing this and we're going to be doing that. Okay, we'll be doing in the one-bedroom house that we got. Amen. Be faithful in the little things. And God will bless us with even bigger things. Amen. And what we're going to look at this morning is a man who was faithful. And because of his faithfulness, he wound up being the bodyguard of Solomon. Go back with me to 1 Kings chapter number 4. The Bible says this in chapter 4, verse number 4. And the Bible says, and Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, was over the host. Here is a man that has been placed over the army, the entire army of King Solomon. But why would King Solomon place this man in this great position? It's all because of how it all started from the beginning. Where's the beginning at? Go with me for a few moments to 1 Chronicles chapter number 11. And the first thing we want to do, my friends, is look at his father. Look at his daddy. Do you know that parents have a great influence upon their children? Look, the Bible says in 1 Chronicles chapter 11 and verse number 22, the first thing we see is Benaiah's father. The Bible says in verse number 22, Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man. His father was a valiant man. That word valiant means strong. It means mighty. He was a mighty man. He was a man of valor, a man of conviction. He was a good man. And the Bible says that was Benaiah's daddy. But now watch this. Benaiah's name means Jehovah has built. I was like, wow. We all know that names are important in the Bible. Jehovah, watch it now. Jehovah has built. It's almost like saying that it was God that built Benaiah. It was God, my friends, that raised him up. He was in a family of a father that was a valiant man, a man that was a strong man. He was a man that was leading his home. Somebody might say this morning, but preacher, I didn't grow up in that kind of a household. My home didn't start out like that. But my dear friends, in spite of how your home may have started, you can still be faithful where you are, and God will build you up. God will raise you up. Whew. But we also see this, my friends. We not only see his father, we see Benaiah's fighting skills. If you have somebody be a bodyguard, you want them to be able to fight. I don't want you to be like a Barney Five guy. Amen. Y'all remember him Andy Griffith show? He pull out his gun and he have his gun. He'd be all this kind of way. No, we don't want you. Amen. I mean, somebody come attack me. I want you to pull out your gun and go, hold on a second. Wait a minute. Don't move. No, I want you to be able to aim and shoot. Amen. Listen, we see the Benaiah had fighting skills. The Bible says in verse number 22, the Bible says, who had done many acts, he slew two, watch this y'all, lion-like men of Moab. The boy had courage. He fought two lion-like men. These weren't puppies. Amen. The men that he fought, my friends, the men that he whooped were lion-like men. This man had fighting skills, and the Bible says that he slew two lion-like men of Moab. Also, he went down and slew a lion in a pit in a snowy day. That's a fight. Break it down. Number one, he's fighting a lion. That's bad enough. But then he's in a pit, a hole. That means just you and him down in the hole. On top of that, it's a snowy day. How many of you know it's hard to fight in the snow? It's really hard. I mean, here he is. He's in a hole with a lion, and he ain't backing down, my friends. He's whooping that lion in that hole on a snowy day. There's snow all in the hole. Matter of fact, I don't know how he got in the hole. Man, he was walking, fell in the hole. And the lion down there trying to chill out. He's like, what you doing down here? Amen. I'm not here in a fight, amen. But I'm going to tell you what, my friends. You have a man named Benaiah who was not afraid to fight. He was not one that's going to back down and take off running. My dear friends, if you are blood-bought, born again, and redeemed, you and I don't have to back down from the devil. We ain't got to run. The Bible says he's got a roar. We got a God who's a whole lot bigger and a whole lot more powerful than Satan. Hallelujah. We got too many Christians on the run. We was down in Georgia and at Stone Mountain, they do a laser show. And they had that song on, The Devil Went Down to Georgia. but as the song goes off, the devil's the one on the run. The devil's running and the guy's right behind him chasing him. You know what? When's the last time you and I put the devil on the run? Instead of us running. The devil! Whoa, slow down. You know what? Let me show you something. Y'all think I'm making stuff up. Look what the Bible says over here in 1 Timothy. Go to 1 Timothy. And look what the Bible says right here. 1 Timothy. And drop down around chapter number, let's see where we're going. Chapter number 4. Chapter number 4. The Bible says this. In chapter number 4, and drop down to verse number 16. Look at 16. The Bible says this. at my first answer, no man stood with me. I'm by myself. But all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me. And the Bible says, strengthened me. He stood with me. He strengthened me that by me the preaching might be fully known and that all the Gentiles might hear. Oh, and I was delivered, I was rescued out of the mouth of the lion. We've got a God that knows how to rescue us from the mouths of the spiritual lions that we face from day to day. God will stand with us, God will strengthen us, and give us the strength to fight against the enemy. I don't know about you, but I'm glad I got the Holy Spirit, and we ain't got to run, my friends. We need to be courageous and be faithful. Go back over. We see Benaiah's fighting skills. The Bible shows us back over there in 1 Chronicles chapter number 11. We see that he fought two lion-like men. Then he also fought an actual lion itself. And then watch this. I love this part. Verse 23. And he slew an Egyptian, a man of great stature, five cubits high. The Bible says, and in the Egyptian's hand was a spear. The Bible said, like a weaver's beam. And he, Benaiah, went down to him with a staff, a stick. And the Bible says, and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and slew him with his own spear. Now, 5 cubits high is roughly around 7.5 feet tall. Can y'all picture this? Where's Mike? Where come from it, Michael? Now, it's almost like Michael finna fight me. I got a spear. He comes down there with a stick and comes, and the Bible would say it took it, didn't he? He ain't gonna take it out of my hand. And then slay me. And he slays me. Now, I mean, can y'all picture that? That takes courage. That takes confidence, not in self, but in the Spirit of God. And a lot of times, my dear friends, while you and I are traveling down the life's road, we will find ourselves meeting a 7.5 feet tall giant problem, a pressure, you name the situation, but when we face it, what are we going to do? What you going to do? You going to run? What you going to do? Look at me? You going to stare me down? I said, what you going to do? That's what I thought. You ain't going to do nothing. But I'm going to tell you what. That's what we ought to do, amen. Thank you, buddy, before I get hurt. Amen. While I'm talking, run off of the mouth, wham, he'll hit me right in the mouth, amen. But I'm going to tell you what, we've got a devil, the Bible says, he's like a roaring lion. He's roaring, but you like to pop him right in the mouth. Instead of go, whoo, pop him, amen, instead of running from him. Well, this was a man, Benaiah, who fought lions. Fought men that were like lions, went down there and took this man's spear and slew him. What are you saying, preacher? Benaiah had fighting skills. But not only did he have fighting skills, but we see that Benaiah had fame or favorable reputation. A favorable reputation or fame. Fame is a reputation. But look what the Bible says here. Verse 24. The Bible says, these things did Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, and had the name among the three mighties, the three warriors. Behold, he was honorable among the 30. He had a favorable name. His fame, his reputation. The Bible says right here that he was honorable. So I said, well, I don't care nothing about no name. Go with me to Proverbs, chapter number 22, and verse 1. I don't care what you think, all right? Look at Proverbs 22 and verse number one. This is the Bible. Don't get mad at me. Get the Bible. Get mad at God. The Bible says in Proverbs 22 and verse number one, a good name is rather to be, oh, this is good, Lord, chosen. Now what you're talking about, preacher? The name that we have, the reputation that we have, can be chosen. Selected. You and I choose our reputation. You and I choose our name. Now, it was given, time out. If you and I have a name as being a liar, nobody just came by and threw that on us. Something happened. Something was done to cause somebody to say, they're a liar. Or that person's a thief. And all of a sudden, we have that reputation. When I was growing up, I had certain relatives. Y'all got some too. They come by the house. Everybody said, watch him. They known to their hands just get stuck to stuff. And they can't help it. It just gets stuck. It gets sticky. So you start putting stuff up. And they got their reputation. And they didn't come by accident, my friends. They were doing things that were not right. Sticky stuff. The Bible says here, a good name is rather to be chosen, watch this, y'all, than great riches and loving favor rather than silver and gold. A lot of folks may have a lot of money, but their reputation's messed up. The name's messed up because of how they got it. My dear friends, our name's important. That's why many of y'all remember now, we was growing up, mom and dad tell you, listen, don't you go out there and mess up the family name. Don't you go out there doing stuff that's gonna bring shame or reproach against our name. I mean, there's some folks in our community. I remember it was the Lee family. Pam, you in here somewhere? Pam, it was the King family over there on the south side. The King family, they had a bad reputation. And me and Pam would be going to the store, and man, they see us, and then they chase us. And we'd be running. We'd run to the store. And then we come out the store. We looking. We start walking. Remember that? And then here they come. We get to run. We run. Man, they would say, y'all understand, it was a whole lot of them. You know families where you fight one, you fight all 30? I mean, it was one of them families. I never forget, man, one time, man, we just got tired of running. We got in the house, though, but we got tired of running. And, man, we started pouring water because we had those gangway. We had a little gangway because there's a building here and a building here, a little gangway like this. And, man, we was throwing hot water on them and pouring water on them, and they thought it was funny. You know, and then I got tired of putting water under the sink, getting water under the sink and dumping it. So there was a little bucket, a little pan that was sitting in the sink. Yeah, some of y'all know where I'm going. Some of y'all have no idea. I got that water and dumped it on that boy's head. But he started running. I'm like, I thought it was just water. They was putting, was it chlorine? Bleach. They would put bleach when you wash the dishes. This is before you go to the store and they have bleach added to your soap and all this. This is when you really wash dishes. But when that stuff hit that boy's head, it was on fire. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. And the next guy I know, all 30 of them, all 100, whatever it was, they come down my house. But, y'all remember I told y'all, my grandmother was a gunslinger. My grandmother was up there in the window sitting up there, and they all out there, women's come out, they want to jump on stuff. My grandmother had a pistol. And that was the end of that story. Amen. But anyhow, but nonetheless though, but I mean, sometime, my dear friends, you and I, we have a bad reputation, but how do you get the reputation? Well, we can have a good reputation. There's some people that you guys and I know, when you call them and ask them to help, you know they're helping. Or you ask them to do something, you ain't going to do it. But some folks, you ask them to do something, you be like, you sure? You call them again. Send them a text message. Inbox them. You know, send them an email, you know, a video chat. Hey, remember? I mean, you want to make sure. But there's some folks, you ask them, man, it's done. The reputation, the name. And the Bible says a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches and loving favor rather than silver and gold. Flip back over with me out of the first Chronicles. Here was a man named Benaiah, and Benaiah, my friends, he had a good name among the mighty men. He was honorable among the 30. And then watch this. The Bible shows us, lastly, Benaiah's faithfulness is rewarded. The Bible says, and David set him or appointed him, placed him, put him over his guard. That word guard there means his bodyguard. When King David was king, my friends, he took Benaiah and he placed Benaiah as one of his bodyguards. This was somebody that he could trust. This somebody that if something began to happen, he could depend upon him to protect him, to watch out for him, my friends. And because of that, go back with me now to 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 4. The Bible says, and Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, was over the host. When King David died and went off the scene, King Solomon called upon Benaiah to be the one to be over the army. Who was the one that took out Job? Benaiah. Who was the one that took out Adonijah? Benaiah. It was Benaiah who King Solomon would call upon to take care of these situations because he was faithful. And then on top of that, my friends, he takes them out and puts them over the whole host, the whole army. Why? Because he was faithful. What are you trying to tell us, preacher? We can all be faithful. Can you break that down for me? Sure. We can be faithful in our marriages. We be faithful, my friends, to our families. We be faithful on our jobs. We be faithful, my friends, in our service to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We can all be faithful. So I said, well, I don't have this talent. I don't have this gift. You ain't got to have that gift and talent. But you can have what you do have and be faithful where you are. Be faithful to help people. Be faithful. I always tease my wife. We joke around a lot. And I was on my way to church today, and I left my phone. And so I said, man, I got to have my phone. So I turn around, I go back, and I get my phone. And my wife said, I'm going to check your phone. I said, well, honey, I said, you know, my girlfriend called at a certain time on Sunday mornings, and I got to make sure I catch that call. We just kidding, though. Listen, I ain't crazy. Listen, Miss Annette, if that was to happen, y'all would not have a pastor. You know, somebody asked Julian, what happened to him? He died in his sleep. I mean, there wouldn't be a mark on my body. I'd be saying, he died in his sleep. But you know what? I didn't marry her, though, to be unfaithful. When I took them wedding vows, man, I was sincere. I was serious. And by the way, before we got married, I mean, I was, maybe some of y'all don't do this, but I do this, Miss Bobby. I looked down the road. I was visualizing down the road. And as I visualized down the road, life without her, I didn't like that view. I wanted to have a life with her. And and there's times we go through different stuff. But I'm going to tell you, man, when my wife gets sick or something like that, I'm going to tell you, man, it affects me. It affects me. You know, I might be a knucklehead the other day, but I tell you what, she gets sick or something, I'm right there. I mean, I'm doing what I've got to do because I love her. I love her, man. I mean, when I stood before God and I said, till death do us part, I meant that, man. I meant it. You know, I'm going to leave and go back to North Carolina. I said, baby, remember, death do us part. Okay? We ain't going the other way, man. So, but you know what I'm going to do? When she ever left me, I'm going to take my bags, too. I'm right behind her, Mike. I said, hold on with me, bye-bye. Don't leave me back here. Amen. You know, DJ, the rest of y'all took care of everything about that. I'm going to Jolene. You know what? We can all be faithful. Question is, are we faithful? But we can be. And if you and I are faithful in those little bitty things, that might seem like they're insignificant. Read your Bible. It's a little thing, but it's a big thing. You know, I tell you what, and I'm talking about all our preachers right now, our young preachers and older preachers too. When we don't have a message, y'all, why is that? When we don't have a message, then why is that? We ain't been in it. Ain't been in the Word. If I'm not in this Word, I don't have nothing to say. But I start getting up in here. Sunday school teacher, I start getting up in here. And all of a sudden, I got something burning. I got to get this joker out. I got to tell somebody. I'm looking for something. I'm hunting for somebody. I mean, listen, times when I'm not able to preach because I'm in a preacher's meeting or something, I preach to Jolene. She'd be like, I'm trying to go to sleep. I'm like, baby, I'm God. And, I got to get this out. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? We can all be faithful. If you're faithful to those little things, it's amazing how God begins to bless your life. I've got two questions. We're done. First question is this. Are we faithful in where God has called us? Are we faithful in where God has called us? He's called us all somewhere, something. Are we faithful? The second question is this. Do we want to be more faithful? I don't know about you, but I sure do. Do we want to be more faithful? If that be the case, let's ask God for his help. Know what he's going to do? He's going to help us. Father, thank you for your many wonderful blessings. I thank you, Lord, for the wisdom that you gave Solomon as he chose Benaiah to be a little over the soldiers, over his bodyguards, and all these things. Father, help us to be faithful. And so we can do this even more so than what we are doing for the kingdom of God. Help us be more faithful in our families, our homes, our jobs, our Father, wherever we're at. Help us be more faithful. We can all be faithful. And perhaps, God, there's someone here today or someone, they just want to talk to you about that. And say, Lord, just help me be more faithful than the small things and the big things and whatever it is. God, just help me to be that way. Father, help us be honest with ourselves. Honesty. Ooh, just that. Ooh, being faithful in honesty. Oh, God, help each of us in all these areas. And for that, God, we'll praise you. You've been mighty good to us. Well, that's it, Lord. Perhaps folks need to come for other reasons and have another message. I just pray they just come. Just come talk to you because you really do want to talk to them. We love you. Have your way now. We've heard the songs. We've heard the sermon. Of course, in your son's name we pray. Jesus, amen.